When I saw her, I just knew. I knew that she was my wife. Find someone.
I am your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is 37 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Maxwell, and it's entitled Fortunate.
I
morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 9 minutes before the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining this morning. It's time for us and all to one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration day. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, we congratulate you on that. Also, if you have a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Raheem Devon, and that's You.
Happy birthday. Tell me what's the use of hope. me, what's the use of holding on if we can't be friends? tell me what's wrong with your boyfriend. Ah, come on. He holds the key to your heart, but he don't love you, baby, baby, like I do. I wanna be with you. Girl, you are the love of my life, baby. I give it to you, baby. You belong to me and only me, baby.
I belong to you.
I belong.
I give all my love to you.
I give all my love.
You've become back to me.
I got you.
feel you all through the night. I wish you was still here so I can see your pretty face again. Please come back and rescue me from all the pain and misery.
It is 20 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Lil Rel.
if I'm wrong.
Now, let me hear you like you mean it. Are you ready for your next artist? Yeah, Michael, bring on the next motherfucker. This guy is a rising star indeed. He's done BET's Comic View, and he's done Jamie Foxx's Laugh-A-Palooza, which he did with me this season. It's coming out. It's going to be hot. Get your hands together for Lil Rel. Come on, y'all. Lil Rel here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all. Make some noise here. Y'all. Give me some energy. Yeah, cut it. I'm from the west side of Chicago. I'm representing the west side of here with the west side of here. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? When you're from out west or from a ghetto neighborhood, you got to be a thug. I don't give a damn who you is, all right? I might be a nerd, but I know my motherfucking place. Okay, I gang bang. Don't let these damn glasses fool you. For real, I know my place, though, you know what I'm saying? But I don't fight at none. You know, I'm the secretary for the vice lords, you know what I'm saying? I take all the minutes at the motherfucking meetings. That's what I do. Set up email addresses. Because messed up, when you wear glasses, you can't really do nothing tough. You know what I'm saying? If I try to rob you, I can't look tough because there's always some shit I got to do to these motherfuckers. I can't walk up to you like, yeah, motherfucker, give me your wallet. Hey, man, get your puss ass out of here. I'm sorry about that, brother. Go rob me a library. Like I said, I'm from out west. You know what I'm saying? I just moved back home, my mom and daddy. That's messed up. Y'all know how messed up they are. My daddy wasn't shit growing up. Like, he never paid attention to my problems. All he cared about me was me doing chores. That's all he cared about, me doing whatever we need to do around the house. I could run in the house like, daddy, I just got shot. Yeah, you just got shot? Well, before you go to the hospital, why don't you get that garbage? Like, damn, dude, what the hell? He never cared about nothing I had going on. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, you know, I messed around with this girl. She kind of, she messed me up a little bit. I walk up to her like, daddy, man, I just got burnt. I don't know what to do. You going to take me to the doctor? Yeah, I'll take you to the doctor as soon as you get that tub clean. Go clean the damn tub and get the garbage. She's like, damn. My family, I love my family, but everything felt like my cousin, he just came out the closet. This dude gay as hell. And what's messed up, I ain't got nothing against gay people, but it's like... My family, when he first came out of the closet, everybody was acting all surprised, like, oh my God, I can't believe JoJo gay. JoJo is gay. I'm like, man, this nigga been wearing sailor suits since he was 7. He's 42 years old. Talking about short sets. Because he gay. He gay. If you all know the gay people, like, my cousin, that gay dude in the choir. I don't know if y'all know who that is. This dude is that gay dude. The dude is always in the choir saying, whispering every time he talks. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everybody. This is what it sounds like. I'm like, what they got to do with Jesus? That's Prince. Because you know the gay dude by the way they clap. Like a tough, a real man, when he clap, his hands stay folded like this the whole time. He clap with a, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah. The gay dude, no, he going to keep that little hand curved and be talking about, he's a, but this is gay. If your hand do this, you gay. This is gay. Pointing this way. What is this? But you know what's funny? Nobody said nothing about it in the family. Everybody left him alone, but I got one of them ghetto, ignorant grandmothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time something happens, she got to put people's business out there. She don't care who she talk about because she's 96 years old. She don't give a damn. I knew she was on some bullshit because we sitting at the dinner table. She's sitting over there laughing, telling me, you know, old people shake for no reason. So she gonna ask for some dungeons, like, hey, Joseph, what's this I hear about you liking dick up your ass, nigga? Huh? Huh? They gonna do that to your answer. Huh? Huh? What's this I hear about you liking dick up your ass? She'll try to get compassion. You don't like pussy, baby. Huh? 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 Do your booty hurt, baby? His booty hurt. That's how my family is ignorant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got like a racist uncle too. I don't know if anybody got the name. Like, the most racist people sometimes they don't realize it ain't really white people, it's an old black person. They are racist sometimes. When they say nigga to hurt. They don't say it cool, like, you know, what's up, nigga? I'm chilling, nigga, I'm all good, nigga. Ha ha, nigga. No, old black dude said real mean. Like me and my uncle was, you know, jonesing each other, roasting each other one day. And I'm talking about, man, get that tight ass sweater up out of here. Get that tight sweater. I know you ain't trying to talk, you old blind black ass little nigga. My God damn, man. Dude, you racist. I ain't never racist, you old Scott Joplin off the ass. Look at nigga. You gotta say it like this, nigga. You gotta put the emphasis on it. My family is just extremely racist like that. And I hate, it ain't that they racist, but everybody's so different. Like, I got one of them 70s uncles. Every time he talk, he do this shit. You ever see this shit? They talk with the motherfucking hand like, say what? Man, you better get out of my face, turkey. It'd be like, Cochise, motherfucker, dead. Motherfucker. And what's funny, I just called him cheating or whatever. I just called him cheating. That's messed up. And he said the coolest shit to me when I called him. I called him for the Grand Motel. I'm like, damn, what is you doing? Oh, you called me cheating, didn't you? Be cool. And he walked away and shit. I said, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, y'all, I'm Lil Rel. That's my time, y'all. Last laugh. Represent Chi-Town, baby. West side.
Somebody might do it to you. Now who gave you money when while I made a mind. So quick to run to your friends and talk about what we do in this house, and then you wanna party all night long. What the hell you talking about? You better be careful what you say to me, 'cause it might turn around on you. You better be careful what you do to me, 'cause somebody might do it to you.
nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Don't keep
these buildings without sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still, there's no place I'd rather be. Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, baby. Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Said it no, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I have no time. Manicures with you is never either. Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter. See, nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more.
Nothing with you, nothing with you, nothing with you,
what exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But it's illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
but some people still consider
abnormal?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. It is 14 minutes before the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Whitney Houston, and it's entitled You Give Good Love.
I found out what I
I want to be the only one that you